Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Mike Lefevre, a Colorado corn grower and a member of the U.S. Grains Council Advisory Committee, discusses current priorities, including improving river access for corn exports.
Right now, the things that are very important to, that should be important to all, including Colorado, is our river system, because we got the best river system in the world, even though it needs some work done to the locks and stuff, because a lot of the locks are only 660 foot. They need to be 1,200 because that's the size of our tug. And so once we get down there, then you're talking about the Panama Canal. They have opened up a new one, but people don't realize that there is 111 million metric tons of corn that go through that canal. That's why we can ship corn cheaper than anybody else in the world. And so they might pay a little bit more for our corn at our base, but with the transportation, by the time it arrives, they're still at a bargain.
Lefevre says that USGC is working to secure infrastructure upgrades for aging locks and dams to strengthen export capacity.
You look at our tugs are 600 foot long, or used to be 600 foot long. Now they're 1,200. So if you can imagine this, that they got to break that tug up and anchor it in the river, take half of it through the canal, take it to the other side, anchor it in the river. The tug has to go back through the canal, pick up the other half of it, go back through the canal, put them back together, and do that 29 times going down the Mississippi. Not efficient at all. So if they get the 1,200 ones, they cut that in half.
Yeah. Fever, a U.S. Grains Council Advisory Board member. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.